Transmission.
Yo, what's up, people? This is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and it's time to call the Dubious Goals Committee meeting to order. Okay, what's on the agenda today? Today, we're going to discuss dub, the musical genre known as dub. And if you're not familiar with it, some people call it dub reggae, but come on. They started it. We can just call it dub. You love it. I love it. Let's all dub it. Dub reggae started as a means just to sell more records. Basically, what a producer would do in Jamaica is after recording some band's album, he would take the master tapes and create an entire new album out of all the songs by usually taking out the lyrics and adding various special effects like delay, echo, and other instruments, usually percussion instruments or something that it doesn't take a lot of brains to play and is easy to add, like just playing claves or wood blocks or blowing a whistle or hitting a triangle. Very simple things like this. So after you take all the lyrics out and you throw in some more stuff, the other identifiable traits of dub are the bringing in and out of other instruments, not in the same manner as the original mix. So you hear a lot of weird stuff, but mostly all you get is drum beat, bass, and a lot of funny echoes and other sound effects. Sometimes phones ringing or alarm clocks going off, just anything. And that's the beauty of dub. We're going to listen to some dub. I am going to play for you what is, in my opinion, the greatest dub song ever created. And I have heard a lot of dub, and being as my opinion is the only one that matters, you can just take my word for it that this is the best dub track ever created. The first song we're going to hear is called Mosiah Rockers, and it is by a band called Culture. Culture is your typical three-man singing group that then wanted to record an album. They had to get a pickup band, so they record an album, and then some years later, a man named Errol Brown created the dub version of this particular album and also created this dub version of Mosiah Rockers, the greatest dub track ever created. Some of the musicians playing on this song are the usual cast of characters. You can hear Sly and Robbie, Sly on the drums and Robbie on bass. And let's see, is Wyalindo on this one too? I think Wyalindo plays on this. All the classic reggae musicians. Okay, Mosiah Rockers. The first thing you need to know is the title will tell you a lot about the music. Obviously, Mosiah Rockers probably means something, and if you are a Rastafarian, you don't need to know this, but the word Mosiah is a derivative of the word Messiah. And the word Mosiah also happens to be Marcus Garvey's middle name, and being as most Rastafarian sects consider Marcus Garvey to be a prophet, this song could either be about Marcus Garvey, or it could be about Jah Rastafari himself, being as this song is essentially entitled Messiah. Which Messiah? We're unclear. But it's either Marcus Garvey or it's Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari. The word rockers in the title refers to the type of beat. There are basically three drum beats in reggae. You probably know the most important one, which is one drop. One Drop is a beat that, well, if you heard it, you'd recognize it. It's mostly recognizable by there not being a bass drum or a kick drum beat on the first beat. The first beat is dropped, hence the name One Drop. The bass kick and the snare hit, which in reggae is usually a rim shot, always fall on the third beat, with hi-hat tripling through, playing the rest of the, carrying us through the beat. So that's One Drop. The other two beats in reggae are steppers and rockers. And these are basically just variations on One Drop. Rockers is bass drum on every beat. So basically, it could just be called All Drop instead of One Drop. But whenever you see a song in reggae called something rockers, it's because it has the rockers beat, which is the four on the floor, boom, 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 with the regular One Drop rim shot on the third beat, along with the hi-hat. So, without any further ado, let's listen to the dub version of Mosiah Rockers, the greatest dub track ever created. Now see, what did I tell you? Was that not the greatest dub track? Mosiah Rockers by Culture, dubbed by Errol Brown. Ugh, greatest dub track in the history of mankind. It's going to be hard to top that one. I hope Overland is listening, because that one was kind of for him. Because every time I hear that song, it makes me feel like I'm on an orbital tug on the way to the Villa Straylight. And if you get that reference, you win. All right, what else have we got on the docket today? Oh, I happen to notice that today is Citizenship Day in Canada. So I hope all my Canadian listeners like Maxime and Snowdusk and all my other favorite Canadians are practicing good citizenship and celebrating their citizenship today in Canada. September 17th, Citizenship Day. I like it. I wish I could celebrate it, but being as I'm not a citizen of Canada, I guess I won't. So I'm not entirely sure why I brought it up, but boy, I'm in a dub mood now after listening to the greatest dub track in the history of mankind. But you know, now that I think about it, it's not that I'm in a dub mood today. I'm in more of in a rockers mood today. And now I want to listen to some more rockers. What rockers do you guys want to listen to? Oh, let's see. I got a whole bunch of dub. You know what the funny thing is? If you know me, you might be surprised to hear this. If you don't know me, this isn't going to make any sense. But a lot of people assume that since YMO and Devo and those bands are my favorite bands, that I must have more of their albums than anything else, and I don't. You might be surprised about the band that I have the most albums of. I just ended a sentence in a preposition. That was horrible English. You might be surprised as to which band I have the most albums. Was that even better? I don't know if that's even any better. Basically, I've got 9 or 10 Black Uhuru albums, and these are not their regular albums. I've only got one of their regular albums. These are all dub albums. And out of all of my CDs, yes, I still have CDs because I'm old, although I haven't bought any in I don't know how long, a good 25% of my CD collection is just dub, straight dub. And if I had an infinite CD player, I could probably play nothing but dub shots for about a week, possibly 8 to 9 days, but I'm not gonna do the math and figure it out right now. Right now, I want to listen to some more rockers. And since nobody can think of reggae without thinking of Bob Marley, let's play some Bob Marley rockers. And my favorite Bob Marley rocker song is, of course, Iron Lion Zion. This is one of my favorite war songs. Whenever I need to go into battle, this is one of the songs I'm listening to. It's either this or Josh Shatan by Fundamental, which you've heard me play on this show before. But this is not the time for Fundamental. This is the time for Bob Marley and the Wailers. Let's listen to probably their best rockers song, Iron Lion Zion.
To save the life I live.
And that, my friends, was Iron Lion Zion by Bob Marley and the Wailers. That's really good advice, I find, here living in Babylon in the 21st century, and I do try to lead my life being iron like lion in Zion. Boy, I'm still in kind of a dub mood. Now I'm in an iron mood. Oh, I think we're going to have to listen to some more reggae. Let's take it back to the dub, but let's stick with the iron theme. I was talking about Black Uhuru, and I have all their dub albums. So let's listen to some Black Uhuru dub from their album Iron Storm. This is Iron Storm, but this is the dub version. So don't look for it on the regular album. It's on Iron Storm dub. Here we go. Black Uhuru, Iron Storm dub version. We'll be right back. And that was Black Uhuru with the dub version of Iron Storm. We have a very high ferrous content today in our show. The only way it could be any more irony is if it was recorded on tape. And if you understand that reference, thank your physics teacher, I guess. My name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. Today's meeting of the Dubious Goal Committee has been primarily concerned with dub and the rocker's beat. I hope you have enjoyed it, because you're not getting any more. Not today anyway, because we are running out of time. If you take a look at the clock, you'll notice that we're coming up on 20 o'clock UTC. And being as today is Thursday, Citizenship Day in Canada, that means MJT is coming up next with the Barnacle Show. What's Barnacle gonna bring for us today? I don't know, but it's always fun to find out. So stay tuned. Right after you hear me stop talking, then you'll hear some beeps, and then you will hear Barnacle and all of his mysterious ways and his fun interviews. I wish I had Skype myself, but I don't. If you want to get in contact with me for any reason, I'm probably in comm right now, and you can figure it out. So, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye!
Well, who are you talking to? What?
Vacant level tone. They are therefore sort of
the time is now 2000.